This is an executive summary of 1031 Exchange Fraud and Qualified Intermediary Safety, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A qualified intermediary is essential to a 1031 exchange. It holds your sale proceeds between the relinquished and replacement closings, preventing you from constructively receiving the funds, which would disqualify the exchange. But this means that she is holding your money, sometimes a substantial sum, for up to 180 days. And here's the sobering reality: qualified intermediaries aren't federally regulated or insured the way banks are. There's no federal licensing requirement, no FDIC insurance on the funds, and limited oversight in most states. This has led to notable cases where CHIs failed or misappropriated client funds, leaving investors with losses. So while the CHI is necessary, choosing a financially sound, secure CHI is one of the most important risk management decisions in an exchange. This guide explains the CHI safety risk, how fraud happens, vetting a CHI's fund security, red flags, and protecting your funds. The fundamental CHI safety risk stems from a regulatory gap. Qualified intermediaries aren't regulated like banks or other financial institutions. There's no federal licensing requirement to be a CHI, no federal oversight of how CHIs hold client funds, and no FDIC insurance protecting the funds the way bank deposits are insured. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.